morning, Peoria Unified School District community. I'd like to take this opportunity to bring you an update from the superintendent. First, at our governing board meeting in January, we elected new officers. Mrs. Kathy Connect was elected president and Mr. Hal Borhauer as our clerk. Also, during that meeting, we established our regular board meeting schedule for the upcoming year. We will continue with the second and fourth Thursday of each month at 6 o'clock. Also, as part of our efforts to connect with our community, we have established two of our meetings on our high school campuses. One will be held on the campus of Raymond S. Kellis, and the other will be held at Liberty High School. As we continue to work on our modernization efforts, we have established a meeting with ASU West, and at that meeting, our senior English teachers have had a great collaboration with the freshman English teachers at ASU West. As you know, our commitment to prepare every student for success after they leave the Peoria Unified School District is one of our focal points. We've had a couple of conversations with ASU West, and we continue to plan on collaborating with those professors through the spring. Also on the high school front, we are continuing to refine our programming so that as we begin next year, we will be in a position where every student who attends the Peoria Unified School District will be able to receive at least a year's college credit as they graduate. We're calling this our 4+1 experience. You'll be hearing more about this as parents in our community, and we are refining that. We'll be getting information out and starting that with the freshman class next year. As a district, partnerships are vital to our ability to maximize our efforts. We are thankful for our continuing partnership with the Peoria Educational Enrichment Foundation, PEEF. A couple of events that are forthcoming. First of all, we will be recognizing our PEEF grant winners at a reception on January 27th at the district office at 6 p.m. In addition to that, we'll be recognizing our partners in the community that have been staunch supporters of the district at our visionary dinner, which will be held on February 18th. Just a reminder, parent-teacher conferences will be held on February 11th and 12th. This is a great opportunity for you to have conversation with your child's teacher, and we benefit as much as you do from that conversation. District Spelling Bee, January 27th. And we will begin our kindergarten roundup on February 22nd. This will run for 2 weeks, and we encourage all of you that have children that will be entering kindergarten next year to come to the roundup, get information on how you can best prepare your child for kindergarten, get them signed up, bring a friend. On March 4th, we will be giving a budget update to the Peoria United Parent Council. That will be at 6:30 here at the DAC. That's the District Administrative Center. Additionally, the Mayor of Peoria, Mr. Bob Barrett, will be providing some introductory remarks. We recognize the importance of voting in our community. To support this effort, we have placed early ballot information and registration information on each of our campuses. In closing, we're off to a great start in 2010. We have many exciting things planned for the spring and summer, some things that have recently occurred that we're particularly proud of. We'd like to congratulate Cactus High School football team for winning the state championship. The students and coaches represented themselves and the district in a manner that made us all very proud. Hats off to Kayla Carter, principal at Peoria High School. She's been recognized by the Arizona Music Association as an outstanding supporter of music education. Also, one of our very own, Ms. Jill Mahoney, was recognized as the Outstanding Music Educator of the Year. Principal Debbie McIntosh, Cactus High School, was recently inducted into the state's Student Council Hall of Fame. Congratulations to each of those individuals. We also would like to recognize another principal, Mrs. Robin Dahlman. She has been selected by the Rodell Foundation as a finalist in their principal recognition for the entire state. Thank you for this opportunity. We will continue to keep you apprised through regular podcasts and we hope that you and your families have a wonderful 2010.